T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it's brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Per an excellent source, about as good as it gets. The Steelers Week 2 matchup will be at Heinz Field. It'll be the home opener. And it'll be against the Las Vegas Raiders. Chucky will come to town. And they will renew that rivalry, that ancient rivalry that dates back to the 70s. Steelers and Raiders. Who is breaking that story? Not Adam Schefter, not Ian Rapoport, Mr. Andrew Filippone with the scoop. Boop, 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 boop. Mueller takes the day off and I'm getting big scoops, baby. You get rid of Mueller, and before you know it, things just come right in to the old, I guess I'm not the news hound. That would be Joe. I need a cool nickname here.
Well, that begs the question for me. Would you have gotten this news if Mueller was here, or is this source holding
oh,
it?
Oh, no, 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 no. The radioactive degree of Mueller would have prevented me from getting this scoop. So 7 years in a row, the Steelers have opened on the road. Do you know why they're opening on the road again this year? You know, you can blame for that.
Who's to blame?
Pirates. Pirates have a weekend series against the Nationals. So they don't want to do the Sunday afternoon at PNC Park and Sunday at Heinz Field.
Well, that won't upset anyone, I'm sure.
And there's no more Monday Night Football doubleheader week one. You going to miss that, Chalooch?
I didn't know that. That's
yeah,
a killer.
It's gone. And the Raiders, how about this? More information. They'll be on a short week because they play Monday night against the Ravens. Now they're going to have to turn around and play the Steelers 6 days later at Heinz Field, Craig. You like that as a W?
I don't just
like
that.
You like that as a dub?
I love it.
So, Steelers, Raiders, week two. This is what happens when the NFL says, we're going to wait until 8 o'clock. You get the moles sniffing around. You get people like me. Getting the big info. All right. Let's get the out-of-office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Jeff, do you have any schedule leaks?
I don't.
No.
I wish I did on hockey right now. That's the one everybody's waiting for.
I can tell you when the Steelers and Raiders are going to play.
Right?
I can't tell you when the Penguins and Islanders. You know what I think that comes down to? I think it all depends on what happens with that West Division, right? Because we don't know about the Avalanche, Knights, and Wild yet. And I'm sure they're trying to sort out what to do with NBC based on how those teams finish, you know?
Yeah, there are a lot of moving pieces. But, man, you like to think you get something.
Do you think there's anything to the hypothesis out there that the Penguins might be lobbying the NHL to push back Game 1 to Monday so they can get the increased attendance at the game?
Oh, absolutely that's true. Absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't you if you're the Penguins? You want to get as many seats in there, not just for, it can help the team and sound better, but for financial reasons. I mean, think about the difference in revenue.
It's double.
About $2,000
right?
of fans on a Sunday to 9,000 on a Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that would be... I've not seen that. We had Pierre McGuire on Monday, and he said probably Saturday or Sunday.
And that's what we had heard, too.
Right, okay. But Saturday, just to give
Sunday
people...
Sunday was more the option.
You think more likely Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because Saturday they're going to play an afternoon regular season game between a couple of Canadian teams, and then they've already booked Boston and Washington for after the Preakness. And I don't think they would put, I don't think NBC on one of their other channels would put a Stanley Cup playoff game opposite the horse race, do you?
No.
Because that would split their audience potentially. I don't think they'd want to do that.
I'm not saying there's the same allure that maybe they were a few years ago, but it's still Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. Like, that still brings some national
and the
cachet.
New York market.
Absolutely.
Even though it's the Islanders and not the Rangers. But you got to figure, you know, look at the other potential matchups. Lightning and Panthers, which is a good hockey matchup in terms of how good both of those teams are. But both have, you know, the Panthers have no fan base. They're completely irrelevant. So that won't do big TV ratings. You wouldn't think Carolina and Nashville would do a big rating. You've got two playoff matchups that are exclusively Canadian teams, right? I mean, I know that Toronto and Montreal meeting, Jeff, for the first time in 40 years is a huge deal in Canada. But it doesn't do anything for the American TV rating. So, you know, I would think that you would have, if Saturday night is the best time for the game, if that's where they're putting their marquee matchup, Boston and Washington, what's the next best time? Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I was going to say Sunday at 3.
Yeah, on NBC.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see the Penguins and Islanders in that slot, but
absolutely. And you're right. I mean, the Florida matchup has so much intrigue to it, but nationally, it's probably a lot of eh. You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, what can you tell us about the scrimmage today? Were you there for it?
I was. It was at the scrimmage. They did 2 20-minute periods. It was very, very competitive, you know, between themselves. And Evgeny Malkin did not participate in the scrimmage.
Why?
Coach's decision officially, but you got to wonder if maybe, you know, obviously they're resting it, but you have to wonder if maybe there is some concern about a knee and what Malkin could bring. In drills, he looked good, but there weren't the, you know, tape end-to-end action that you have in a scrimmage situation. Maybe it's just from a being overly cautious, but there is some concern. There's got to be some concern. And Jeff Carter kind of moved up into that role that he had when Malkin was out. And I don't know if Malkin is a lock to start when the playoffs start.
Whoa. That's a mouthful.
If he's not going to participate in that scrimmage with everybody else out there except for Casey DeSmith, who's your backup goalie, that tells you there is some concern about the knee. Again, maybe overly cautious, but he's the only one missing out there, and there are a lot of other guys coming back from injury. We'll have to see what the next couple of days of practice are really going to dictate.
Jeff, I started the show by saying I think this is an immensely important postseason for Malkin, because what happens this offseason if the Penguins go quietly in the playoffs and he fails to produce again in the postseason, then what? What happens then?
I think the knee injury, though, buys him time, but could be a built-in reason that he would struggle if that were to happen. I do think that plays into this, but I agree with you. I mean, Malkin hasn't had the same type of effect in games, but maybe has caused a negative effect in some extent with the way he's played. I don't foresee that in this series. But here's the thing about playing the Islanders. They frustrate you.
Yep.
And maybe other than Chris Letang, no one gets more frustrated in a game than Evgeny Malkin.
Jeff, the Islanders don't take a lot of penalties, and they don't draw a lot of penalties either. So most of the game, if you go by what they've been for 50-plus games this year, most of the time when you play them, it's a 5-on-5 game. And Malkin has only scored one even-strength goal in the last 3 playoff years. That's it. And it came in a game that they won 7-0 against the Flyers. Think about that.
That's crazy.
From what, one of the 10 best players in the NHL? 10 best forwards.
Think about the Penguins' line. You probably feel more confident about their third line scoring than their second line.
Do you?
At least right now. I do.
So do I. I agree with you on that.
And that's a good thing. I think that's a great thing overall for this team, and it's been well documented. When they have good third lines that can play both sides of the ice,
yep,
they have great success in the postseason.
It's honestly That is that's the difference between me picking the Penguins to win this series versus lose this series, what you're talking about, because Tanev's back and you get that true fourth line with those guys who can raise hell, and Carter has played so well. But the Malkin question mark is what's keeping me from saying they'll get out of the division playoffs. Because if he's not right, or if he doesn't get the job done, I don't think they'll win the second round series, do you?
Probably not.
Right.
I'm not going to say not, but probably not, because, you know, I was one of those that thought there was no way they were going to win the cup without Chris Letang.
Yeah.
And they did. And I think with Jeff Carter in there and the depth that you have, it obviously lessens the strength down the middle, which is such an asset for this team.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you've got guys that have played key minutes, a guy like Evan Rodriguez, who's on the outside looking in. I mean, they have some depth at forward, not obviously to Malkin's skill level, but they do have some depth at forward.
Yeah, I would say back to that, though, one of the reasons why they were able to win a cup without Chris Letang is because they had two Stanley Cup winning goaltenders in Murray and Fleury to get them through the playoffs. Look at what they have now.
Inexperience, as Trotz said.
How about that?
Trotz is a smart guy. I wonder if that was, if there was anything to that, or that just kind of.
Do you want to hear it again? Because we played this yesterday. Yes. Do you want to hear it again? Yes. This is how he said it. Hold on here. Craig, can I get computer sound, Chaluch? Thank you.
With Sully and the Penguins, they're not going to change their style a whole lot. They got a real good forward group. Their defense are mobile. They got two inexperienced goaltenders, and they play a real good team game. They're not afraid to put it north and forecheck. They play a 200-foot game. A lot of things that we'll have to do. It'll be a little bit of a fight for inches here.
Very matter-of-factly said it. Very nonchalantly.
You wouldn't have to say inexperienced goaltenders, right? I mean, that's a choice.
But he's right.
He is right.
I mean, it was a moment of honesty instead of coach speak or cliches, but he's right. I mean, neither one of their goaltenders have won a playoff game. And I thought Jari, how would you grade his season, Jeff? I thought he was just maybe slightly above average would be the best way to describe it.
I guess it depends. If you take the first couple of starts away, I think he's been good.
Mm-hmm.
I would describe him as good. But I think part of that is because the defense played better in front of him. And, of course, that's the same for any goalie. But they played better hockey, which led to better goaltending. I don't think that Jari is a superstar that's going to steal you a couple of games. He might have a really good game. I think when the defense is good in front of him, he is really solid because he doesn't do anything to put himself out of position, but he's not going to be spectacular, if that makes sense.
Give me one other thing you observed or saw today that you think maybe it is a big deal. Something else that you think you observe from practice that will affect this playoff series?
Well, they went about 2 hours, which is crazy long. But their energy was really good. I thought their attention to detail was really good. They're working on a lot of drills to get the pucks out of the zone and you know, work through the muck in the neutral zone that you face with the Islanders. And obviously it's a practice setting. But their attention to it and their energy and spirit was really there. I mean, I thought it was one of the better practices that I've seen all season as far as attention to detail. Obviously, they're preparing for the playoffs. Everything gets heightened. But I really was impressed with how they bought into all the drills and how, you know, man-to-man, they did every drill exactly how you would want to.
Jeff Hathorn, who was on the Penguins today, and you can read about it over at our website, 937thefan.com. Jeff, we'll get you back on later in the week to make a series prediction, okay?
All right, looking forward to it.
There you go.
Thanks, Andrew.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.